What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 14th, 2018, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and the weekend. We have got lots of stuff to talk about today. The talking points list is absolutely full. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. The three-ring circus, actually it's a four-ring circus, down in Florida is continuing. And there has been a development. This was coming on out just before we went to airtime, where federal prosecutors in Florida have found that certain election documents in Broward County were altered. And specifically, they're talking about a type of document called a cure affidavit, which are due by 5 p.m. the day before the election. But prosecutors have discovered these altered documents showed the ballots could be turned in on one day after the election. So that shows intent to defraud right there. And that's going to be an issue. So the federal prosecutors are looking. The Florida law enforcement, not enthusiastic. They're now looking. I would like to see this really blow up in everybody's face, because we have gone on for way too long with a crooked election system. Now, Governor Rick Scott has decided he will step down from the state panel responsible for certifying the results in the state's highly contested elections. And you know, he basically wants to avoid accusations that he's trying to use the authority of the governor's office to influence the outcome. But Daniel Nordby, who's a lawyer for the Republican governor, told a federal judge Wednesday that Scott will recuse himself from the canvassing commission. So we have the League of Women Voters of Florida and one other group filed a lawsuit trying to basically get Scott out of there, so that he would have no influence whatsoever, because after all, he's getting in the way of our vote riggers. We can't have Governor Scott running around there. You know, Brenda Snipes has got work to do and little time to do it in here. Okay, now they're trying to get a recount done and they're running into problems, supposedly. We have been told that down in Palm Beach, the ballot counting machines overheated and broke down. And as a result, the election supervisor down there, Susan Booker, says they now have to rerun all the early vote tallies in the Senate race. And they're just going to keep on running those ballots over and over and over and over again until the Democrats get the result that they want. Now, as of early today, story coming out of Chimp Planet Blogspot, 2 days after state officials ordered a statewide recount, Broward still hasn't started. And instead, they're going to court. They're getting judges to say, oh, we need a very long deadline. You have no idea how long it takes to fake all these new ballots. And, I mean, it's really obvious what's going on here. Now, again in Florida, there was this GOP candidate named Caldwell. Now, Matt Caldwell was running for the state agricultural commissioner. And as of the end of election day, it looked like he had won. He had won his race by 40,000 votes. And because there were only another possible 30,000 votes that could come on in from the outlying areas, Matt figured he had it, but lo and behold, a miracle happened. 83,000 new votes showed up. And I think it's time that we start looking at number of votes versus number of voters, because it's starting to look like we're seeing that in a lot of different places. Alrighty. Now, as I mentioned before, there is now officially a criminal investigation into Brenda Snipes. Fox News host Sean Hannity announced this Monday night there is a criminal investigation in both Broward and Palm Beach counties in Florida. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They can't find 60,000 of Hillary Clinton's emails, but boy, they could sure find 60,000 ballots out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, if I were the president or right now, because, you know, it's not just Florida that's going on. It's going on in Arizona and a lot of other places. There's even a few districts in Texas where they're trying to flip the results. And that is, I would call in the federal marshals and have all the ballots impounded, you know. And
I would agree.
I mean, because the thing is, this is an insurrection going on. And the thing is, I hate to say this, but Alex Jones don't do any justice because he's just broadcasting the problem, and all he is doing is compounding it. And the thing is, look at the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. What was that about? That was about citizens taking matters in their own hands and saying, you ain't rigging this election. Because you had a corrupt law enforcement and a corrupt government back then.
And like we have today.
And the thing is, I would have federal marshals there and just have them impound the ballots. And I'll tell you, Snipes and the supervisor elections, and including them officers who are guarding them ballots on an Enterprise truck, they would all be in cuffs. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and somebody sat there and go, well, voter fraud is a victimless crime. I said, no, it's not a victimless crime because, go ahead.
It is. It's completely ridiculous to claim it's a victimless crime. Of course there's a victim. They're stealing the country. They're stealing your tax money.
Well, you know, the thing is, when I brought up the topic of a paper ballot, one of the supervisor elections, he sits there and goes, that would be too time-consuming and too costly. I said, no. When I said, for my class election, which had a population of 4,000 students and people running for class president, treasurer, all like this, I said, I ran it on a ditto machine for the fraction of the cost of the ballots. You know what I mean? Like I say, paper ballots, you know, it's cost effective, and like I say, it won't be time consuming. It's just they want to.
Well,
keep
I mean,
voting.
they're using paper ballots anyway, and one of the areas where fraud is possible is these ballots are actually being printed out on computer printers right there at the polling place. So they've got an infinite supply of them, unless they run out of paper and ink. But what we're seeing happen in this election, it's 2000 all over again. And a lot of people are standing up and saying, this is absolutely insane. We had 18 years to fix these two counties, and it didn't happen. We had 18 years to fix the system as a whole, and it didn't happen. Every election, we see more and more of the chicanery going on. And the American people say, what are you going to do about it? And you'll get politicians who say, yeah, it's time to fix this. We're going to make it better. And it doesn't happen. And even Trump dropped the ball on this. He campaigned on the idea that our elections could be fraudulent, and he wanted to fix that. And it didn't happen. He started this Election Integrity Commission, and the state election commissions immediately stonewalled, saying that this was a states' rights issue. And the federal government doesn't have any right to come on in there with oversight. So Trump just dropped the whole ball and said the Department of Homeland Security will make sure that the computerized voting machines are safe from being hacked, which is nonsense when you look at how easy it is for these machines to be hacked, as documented in that HBO film, Hacking Democracy.
Well, you know, the thing, it just comes apparent for one thing. It's like this voter fraud. It is not the Democrats that are the enemy. It is the blue-blood, weak-kneed Republicans who will not stand up for the integrity elections. Like I say, the Democrats, they're the criminals. They're going to do what they're going to do. But, you know, for the leadership in the Republican Party, they are allowing the Democrats to walk all over them.
Well, you know, they kind of got into a bad habit over years after year because of something that was called the consent decree. And it goes back to where there was a lawsuit by the Democrats who accused the Republicans of voter suppression by having security guards in the polling place. And the Republicans lost that one. And as part of the settlement between the GOP and the Democrats, they got this ridiculous thing called the consent decree, which said the Republicans could not investigate Democratic election fraud without the permission of the Democratic National Committee, which, of course, was never going to happen. Snowball's chance in the dark regions. And over the years, the Republicans just sort of got used to the fact that Democrats are going to cheat and we can't do anything about it. Except this last year, the consent decree went away. And I don't know if it's because the GOP leadership wasn't paying attention, but there's now no legal restraint for them to go on in and start investigating and exposing all this stuff.
Like I say, Judicial Watch is in there. I'll tell you that right now.
Good for
them.
They're
down there right now. What's that?
Good for them.
Because, like I say, it's going to take public interest groups probably figuring out that what's going on, because I'll tell you one, the GOP are not doing anything about it, and I just think, I think we're going to have to start investigating the Democrats for fraud. You know, but then again...
Let's investigate them all for fraud.
Exactly. Anyway, Mike, I got to get going. I'll let you get back to your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And over in New Mexico, we mentioned this briefly, but it's worth a repeat here. And there was this Democrat, Xochitl Torres-Small, and this Republican, Harrell, thought she'd won. On election night, she was way, way ahead. And she's still not conceding. She was on an interview with Fox News. She's not conceding to Torres-Small, and she questioned the counting of the absentee ballots that provided the margin of victory for her opponent because the media outlets called the race for her, and she gave a victory speech. And then all of a sudden, the Secretary of State's office called and said they had magically found another 4,000 ballots that had not been counted. And then an hour and a half later, they got another phone call from the state Secretary of State's office saying, oh, we found another 4,000 ballots. But rest assured, the election is fair. There's nothing unusual or untoward going on around here. And all of these ballots were absentee ballots in Dona Ana County. And apparently, this one county for this election received more absentee ballots than the last two elections combined. They're not even trying to hide this stuff. Their attitude is, what are you going to do about it? If you don't like the outcome of the election, you know, we'll send Antifa over to readjust your attitude here. David Knight over on his show is saying the Democrats are going completely insane as election fraud reaches fever pitch. And they're out there saying, how dare you imply there could be voter fraud? I mean, you're challenging one of our most cherished institutions and, you know, casting doubt on it. And there is a double standard out there. When the Democrats are investigating a Republican for possible election fraud, that's the patriotic thing to do. But when Republicans are investigating Democrats for possible election fraud, oh, you're just flat out wrong. It's a conspiracy theory. You guys are just wacko. Put on your tinfoil hats again. Now, Brenda Snipes is feeling the pressure. She's already announced that she is going to step down at the end of her current term as Broward County Election Supervisor. And she's out there saying that Broward has never missed a deadline. Well, actually, she already did early this week. The judge set a deadline, and she just simply ignored it. And Brenda is out there just trying to downplay her past history and just say, just because she got caught destroying ballots in 2016, and just because she found more ballots in 2012 and all this, doesn't mean that anything crooked is going on here. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Layla in Ontario, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm wondering, is there anything in any of the documents or founding documents that allow for an election to be redone? I mean, everything about the United States and its legitimacy is premised on the principle of consent of the people. And
yes,
it's not premised upon the consent of the media or the political parties. It is the people. And if there is enough questionable actions with regard to the election, can it be done over?
Well, I don't think it ever has been. Let's see. I'm doing a quick search here. And apparently, the Constitution does not actually provide a mechanism in the case that an election is proven to be fraudulent. And that's a stunning oversight on the part of the Founding Fathers.
Well, I think they never imagined the kind of scenario we're now experiencing, where treason and decay is so unreined and free to do as it wishes within this nation. I mean, they acted in good faith and expected that American citizens, the people, would always act in good faith, and they would hold their representatives accountable. Now, if the representatives are abusing the trust of the people, then they have lost their legitimacy. And is there no way to challenge it? In, of course, the court, the judges.
Basically, we do what Gandhi did. We all, you know, once we understand that the elections are fraudulent and we don't really know who won the election, all we know is who we're told won it. And it's increasingly, you know, oh, the Democrats, forget about the Republicans, forget about the fact that they were ahead on election night. You know, we found all these tens of thousands of ballots all over, and the Democrats are now in. Once you acknowledge that the elections are fraudulent, that contract between the government and the American people is, in fact, broken. And you are right. The government that is claiming authority by means of fraudulent elections is illegal and illegitimate. And the American people have every right to just start ignoring them. Refuse to do what the government tells them to do, refuse to send their children off to die in their wars of conquest, and basically say, we are a land without a legitimate, proper government. And, of course, the government's going to have a different attitude. They're going to send a bunch of people around with guns to say, you know, we are your government. He is your king. And, you know, you're going to be hanged, drawn and quartered and burned at the stake.
May I ask one more question, and it's not related to the election, but the killing, the tape recording that Erdogan handed over to a variety of countries that recorded the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, was that not a violation of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Missions, whereby the receiving country is not allowed to interfere with the actions? I mean, it was obviously Erdogan was spying on the Saudi embassy, if that in fact was a legitimate recording. Has anyone raised that issue?
I think Saudi Arabia has certainly raised it. And you're right, it would be a breach of diplomatic protocol. But on the other hand, real world, yeah, everybody is spying on everybody else's consulates and embassies, trying to glean critical intelligence information. It may be that the audio recording was not made by Turkey, but may have been made by the Saudis themselves, and somebody leaked it out. We don't really know.
Yeah, it's just odd. It just makes a mockery of the whole concept of the immunity or the sovereignty of diplomatic missions. But then, of course, everything is becoming a mockery. I mean, if we allow this election to stand and do not respond as the people whose consent is required for those who claim to be governing legitimately, if the public does not respond in an effective manner, then that's it. It's toast. The things are done.
I agree. And anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Layla, thank you for the phone call. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And since Election Day, a week ago yesterday, Democrats have picked up over a dozen Republican House seats and two Senate seats. And they're not going to stop. They're going to keep right on going bit by bit. They've got until January to basically try and whittle away at the Senate. And by the way, this basically proves fraud is taking place, because if all of these erroneously called races were really just honest errors, then the errors should fall equally on either direction. There should be as many errors that favor the Republicans as favor the Democrats. But it always favors the Democrats, always favors the Democrats. They're cheating. They're stealing the country. They don't care what you, the American people, want for the future of this country. They have their liberal vision of men using the ladies' restroom and gender fluidity and open borders. And by golly, they're going to bring it to you whether you want it or not. All right, let's go back to the phones. Philip in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Long-time listener and first-time caller. I'm not able to listen to your show live. I listen to it as a podcast late at night. So okay. I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, you know, I agree with everything that you're saying about this election. It's totally stolen. It's totally wrong. And I would like to see, you know, that remedied. I don't personally know how to do it except for people to call into their representatives and put the pressure on them to take a stand to make sure things are working the right way as far as our voting and elections are concerned. The other thing I wanted to say, and I do apologize for not being able to follow your show live because I know it's a little bit off topic, but it's something that concerns me just about every time I listen to your show. And that is the amount of disdain that we seem to have for President Trump these days. And for what he campaigned on, you know, he walked the walk, but he doesn't necessarily talk the talk on a lot of issues. And I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot by not continuing to give him the support that he really needs. You know, here's a guy in a position that surely he had no idea what he was getting himself into. I mean, he should have an idea. But then, of course, you know, the powers to be and the deep state and everything else like that, perhaps he got himself in over his head a little bit. I don't know. I just don't know. But at the same time, you know, I hear a lot of callers call in about how disappointed they are with President Trump rather than continuing to give him some support on the good things that he does do. And I think that by the time 2020 rolls around, the elections roll around and stuff, I kind of think that possibly the Democrats are going to use that information against us. I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot there. And that's pretty much all I want to say because, again, I can't listen to the show live, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of your time getting off topic. But if you could comment on that now or some other time, I'd appreciate it. And thanks for all you do. You're a good man with great intentions, and I appreciate who you are, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you for the phone call. The issue with Donald Trump, first of all, you need to remember back in 2016, I was very much working my rear end off to get him into that Oval Office. And a lot of us were in the independent media. And he campaigned on a bunch of promises. And yes, we know that candidates for office will make promises they can't keep, but we really did think Trump was an outsider who meant what he said. And then he gets into the Oval Office, and rather than getting rid of the swamp, he opens the door and starts inviting the alligators and water moccasins to be on his staff. And he did somehow come under control. And it could be just that he's kind of weak. I hear he's easy to manipulate, and that's bad for a president to be. Frankly, the only way I would support Donald Trump in 2020 is if Hillary does run again. And I'd have to put a clothespin on my nose, but I would do it. But Trump has let us down. He's let his own base down. And I think one of the more obvious places where that is visible is how the independent media that got him elected is now under censorship attack by the corporate online media. And outside of a few tweets, Trump isn't doing a thing about it. In fact, to be very honest, sometimes it feels like the entire administration has stalled in the middle of the road, because except for flinging sanctions onto other countries and launching wars, it doesn't seem like a whole heck of a lot is getting done. And well, that's my perception from out here in Hawaii.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, real quick.
I don't disagree with anything that you said, Michael. Not a thing. I agree with every bit of it. But somewhere along the line, I think a different thought process has to come along, in which I feel as though somewhere along the line, I feel like we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Well, Trump's got to lead the way. Trump's got to lead the way. Support and loyalty are a two-way street. Anyway, we got to let you go, Philip. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the telephones to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Election fraud is on my mind, Mike.
Well, good for you.
I got a question. Yeah. You know, I think this is all BS, and it's all TV, it's all All-Star Wrestling, because where's Trump in this, calling up Dershowitz and telling, getting a court order to stop this and get a supervised situation for this? It's just like when Obama was a president, the Republicans did nothing. You know, we had the House, we had the Senate, we didn't have the executive office, but we did nothing against Obama. So what we got now is the people that love Obama in Florida, I guess allegedly, are juggling the books on the election. But who is stopping it? Where is the great leadership from the great Trump? Where is it from the Senate and the United States Congress? It's nowhere.
I agree.
Because it's all BS. I think
What you're missing is that people who are in the government now, in the Senate, in the House of Representatives, they are the beneficiaries of a rigged system. They're not going to do anything to change it because they want to just to have a little button they can push and get returned to Congress without worrying about the voters. And that second part is where it's really important. Members of Congress don't want to have to bother with dealing with the hoi polloi anymore. Their constituents, they want to spend all their time sucking up to their big money donors. And so if we have an election system that is being rigged openly, that frees the members of Congress from the control of the American people. And I imagine they're running around the Capitol building going, free at last, thank God Almighty, we're free at last. That's really what's going on here, is the disenfranchisement of the American people. They expect us to pay for everything. They expect us to throw our children into their designated wars of conquest. But other than that, they just want us to sit down and shut the heck up.
Yeah, it's all BS, and I don't think – I think they want it – however this turns out in Florida is how Trump and the Congress and the Senate wants it to be. Because they have the power to stop this BS, and it's just like, you know, I don't have stupid on my forehead. You know, I understand how the law works, and there are protections against this. But this, I guess, this African American woman who's been accused of rigging votes in 2012 is just doing the same thing today, and nobody's stopping it. Okay, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
You got it. Yeah, she was also accused of destroying ballots illegally in 2016. With Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I mean, she's openly broken the law and nobody's arrested her. There's another aspect you need to keep in mind. The government is desperate that you, the American people, continue to believe that the elections are, for the most part, honest and fair and verifiable, and that if there's cheating, it's just a little tiny bit over here and doesn't really significantly change anything, which is nonsense. We can see with our own eyes right now between what's happening now and what happened back in 2016, the fraud in our election system is rampant. It's widespread all over the place. But they want you to believe, because if the American people all of a sudden wake up to that reality, our votes don't really matter. They're just taking our money and our children from us. I think that would hasten the day when the central government does come crashing down, Soviet Union style. All right, let's go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I want to echo what already two previous callers have talked about, and that is that the great, quote, silent and silenced majority in this country needs a leader. There's got to be somebody around which we can rally for this, that there's nobody there. There's nobody championing what we're talking about, honest, fair elections. There's nobody really championing that at any level at all. You know, the aggrieved politicians who are losing these seats, they're doing it, but they're out of power for the most part. And so we have nobody to coalesce around.
I would imagine that a lot of these Republicans who've been kicked out of their House and Senate seats by all this Democratic chicanery, they've probably been threatened to guarantee their silence.
Well, it might be. And as somebody who's supervised these elections as a retired guy, and I've had multiple precincts in multiple elections, including multiple presidential elections, although not this last one. I can tell you that most of the poll workers in Los Angeles are black or Latino. Those are the poll workers. Those are the Indians and the people that are the soldiers on the front line. And you've seen what kind of how politicized even they have become.
Yes.
Even the poll workers, you see it all the time. I mean, you had some great clips there. Then you have the people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the head of the Democratic Party, you know, at least a couple of years ago before she was thrown out. This is very elegantly done, Mike. It's the media silences everybody, including the alternative media is being silenced and censored, taken right off their means of delivery. the intelligence agencies are in on this. There's the George Soros sort of thing. And then there's the whole ethic of shutting up the people who would oppose that, which is basically the 70-plus percent of the country that is white. They're being shut up and marginalized. The great majority is being marginalized with the shouts of white supremacists and all that other kind of white privilege and all that crap.
Yep.
But so there's no. Not only are there no leaders to coalesce around, the people who are being aggrieved, who are having everything stolen from them, and in the end, the people who are stealing it, even at least the Indians. They're being stolen from them, but they're too stupid to see it, really. But nevertheless, there's nobody left. We've been so divided and so skewered and carved up by hyphenated American identity stuff and our media, which you know what I think about the media and who runs that. George Soros and the Democrats. It's in the intelligence community, which is part and parcel of all this. It's the only way, Mike. I can't see any way. I mean, there's no other way except to fight this. I don't know. I don't even know how you go about doing it. As everybody has sort of semi-articulated it. How do you, we have to fight? But how? We don't have any outlets in the press. You know, we don't have a leader around which and the people who are being stolen from more than anybody else are being marginalized.
Yes.
So how do you fight this? But we have to fight.
Well, as I've said before, I'm opposed to any kind of a armed insurrection, rebellion, civil war. I don't think the American people are ready for it. I mean, back when you had the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, that occurred right at the end of World War II. And so all those men living in that town, they were experienced combat soldiers. They didn't hesitate to arm themselves and take care of that election. This generation today, yes, we've got some veterans who've served over in the Middle East, but by and large, most of the males in this country are not really conditioned or trained for combat, and a lot of people are going to get hurt needlessly. I would favor, I still think there's a Soviet Union-style collapse coming to this country, but I still think that a more Gandhi approach is our best course of action. And that is knowing that the U.S. government has delegitimized itself with all of this election fraud, we just ignore them. We refuse to fill out the paperwork. We refuse to send our children off to fight and die in their wars. We just say, go away. You're not a legal, legitimate government. I don't recognize you. You broke the contract.
Well, Mike, I agree with you. I don't want to physically fight, but we have to be willing to physically fight. The very first thing we've got to do is to coalesce, and we have to meet at least their marches and their mobs and their surrounding the ballot boxes with our surrounding the ballot boxes peacefully, if possible. But there has to be a willingness there to not stand for it, because the other guys have, even during the election, have showed themselves to be very violent. So we have to show ourselves to be ready to fight.
We're paid to be there.
Well,
there's big money behind this push to make the United States a socialist country.
There sure is, but we have to coalesce. We have to coalesce around somebody, the right person. We have to do it with the intention of being peaceful, but we cannot be deterred away by the threat of violence, because they will try to bully us away like they have in the elections, like Antifa and the brown shirt stuff that went on with Robert Kramer and all that stuff, the Democratic Party, and the George Soros people. We have to be ready to meet them eye to eye and not blink and not take a step back and say, it's gone this far, we're not going any further, and that's it. So, you know, and let the cards fall where they may, but at least give them a chance to step back. They won't, but we got to give them a chance.
I think if they were confronted by a peer force, most of these bought and paid for groups would back up. They're not really there out of a sense of commitment to an ideology. They're there because they're getting a paycheck for it. And like mercenaries anywhere in the world, they want to be able to enjoy that money after it's all over. But again, that's not to suggest that it's time for us to take to the streets. And I wish I had a better solution. I wish I really did. And I know I get a lot of emails from people saying that my advice to just be patient and wait and prepare to take care of yourself following the collapse. They don't like that. They're like you. They're impatient. They want something to be done. But in the real world, I'm sorry, Batman is not coming to clean up Gotham City. Superman is not going to come down and get the bad guys. The Lone Ranger isn't going to ride over the hill. We're sold these kind of myths as part of the propaganda to keep us from standing up and fighting for ourselves. You know, the lesson we got in all those TV shows.
Answered the call and the draft and the volunteer and everything else. And we have this mythology of standing up and fighting for freedom all around the world, which, of course, is crap, and I fell for it too. But this truly is standing up for freedom here. But I can tell you what's going to happen. Eventually, it will come to what I said will happen, and it will start out peaceful. But the Democrats will do exactly what the Soros guys and the globalist guys did in the Ukraine, and just get a sniper out that shoots one side and shoots the other side, and then it's on.
Yep, just like they did in Kiev.
Just like they did in Kiev. But we have to be willing at least to stand our ground. If we don't, then they'll run all over us.
Well, these are definitely dark times, and I think what's frustrating to a lot of people is the realization the Democrats are cheating the election, and even the people they are cheating don't seem interested in doing anything about it. The government's descending into thuggery. Democratic Party has clearly gone outlaw, and everybody seems afraid of fighting back against them. So
I know. But that, yeah, in the end, it has to be done. At least at some level, we have to meet that. It's like the old thing they used to say that Russian Soviet foreign policy was to probe with the bayonet, and when you encounter, keep probing, keep sticking it in until you encounter steel, and then you withdraw it and probe somewhere else. They've got to encounter steel here. You know, these guys, they're probing, and at some point, we have to show them the steel and hope that they'll back up.
Well, again, you know, I'm hoping the American people are paying attention to this, because where the government is weak right now is its own credibility. The trust of the American people in government and corporate media is at an all-time record low. And there does come a point where a population just throws up their hands and says, this isn't working anymore. And we've seen it in countries like Romania, which ended rather badly for Ceausescu, where the population just says, this isn't working for me. We saw it in Crimea following the coup d'etat in Kiev. The people of Crimea said, this is not my government any longer. And we're going to break off and we're going to go find something else. So we could actually see the United States itself start to balkanize over these issues of whether government is taking care of the people or not. Anyway,
Mike,
listen,
you've been pointing that out for years. But I hear. Sorry, Mike. Thanks for hearing me.
All right. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are really loading up here. We're going to go to Larry in Austin. Larry, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
That'll be fine. That was a really good call, and I think that frustration is definitely palpable. My thoughts on it are that there's a big difference between the ideology and the way people feel, and I'm just going to say right and left, because I really, you know, I hate the labels, but the people on the right I see as people who still believe in America and the ideals, regardless of all the details of who the people were that wrote the, you know, the Constitution and all that, whether or not they were the landowners and whatever, the difference in times. I think that basically the people on the right that we say are right, I'm just going to call them the Americans, they truly believe in liberty and freedom. They really want, that's that's the ideal, and they just want to be left alone. And the people on the left are they're swept up into this control thing, where they just want to control, and they don't. Sometimes they don't even realize it, whatever. But they are mobilized and they're passionate about it because they are swept up, just like the people from, you know, Mao's followers. And and forgive me for, you know, making that comparison. I shouldn't do that, but I'm just saying that they're swept up into this thing, and they're swept up by the media, and the media is 100% controlled, all of it, across Fox and everything, and they're pushing globalism, and the globalism thing will lead to that sort of oppression and tyranny. I think we all know that. I hear your music.
Yeah, we got to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Larry in Austin. We're talking about the elections. And everybody listening to this program or reading the website, you got to make a real big stink about this. The Democrats want this to go away. The corporate media, they're focusing on Broward County because it has the sizzle factor from 2000 Bush Gore. But if you look at the number of seats that have been flipped in the last week, most of these are not being reported. The problem is huge. They want it to go away. You Rivero's Rangers, you need to get this information out there and say the Democrats are literally trying to steal back the midterm elections. All right, so Larry, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I completely agree with you, and it kind of goes back to your point earlier about the fundamental belief in the system. And I can tell you from my own personal thoughts, and especially leading up to this for years, but right here with all this that's going on, I have absolutely not one single iota of faith in our voting system whatsoever. I believe it is a sham from the bottom up. I seriously doubt if they count any votes, to tell you the truth. I just think it's all scripted.
They just go through the motions and running them through there. See, here's the thing. They can't simply come on out and say, this is your new senator, House of Representatives, or president. They can't reverse a landslide. That's what happened in 2016. Donald Trump won the White House in a landslide. They couldn't reverse it, or it would have made the election rigging that honest. So they are counting the votes to sort of find out what's really out there, and more to the point, how much they're going to have to cheat to reverse that. And that's probably the reason why Brenda Spines refused to say how many votes they had cast down there in Broward, because she didn't know yet how many more votes they were going to have to fake in order to reverse that situation.
Yeah, I don't know. You say they fear us not believing in the system. Well,
yeah, because
they need to know that people like me, I don't know. There's probably a lot of other people who think like me, and I absolutely have absolutely zero faith in the system whatsoever, in that voting system whatsoever, none. There's no, yeah. Not even the landslide theory. I don't have any faith in it. Maybe, but I really don't have any faith in it. And when it comes to what the gentleman before was talking about, I believe that the Americans, there's Americans and there's people that fundamentally hate America. They want to tear it completely apart. And I don't believe that there's going to be, I believe there's going to be a collapse, and there needs to be a collapse, and there probably already has been. We just don't know it. But
it's starting to happen right now, and, you know, we just need to be prepared to pick up the pieces and restart the country and kick all those old career politicians out and just start the country again the way it was done originally, by businessmen, by craftsmen, by people who knew how to actually make things work. We got to take a break.
They're just going to step into the void with tyranny. That's all that's going to happen.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We will be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.